This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Hours after suggesting a possible delay in this year's presidential election, President Donald Trump on Thursday said he did not want to postpone the vote, but remained concerned that millions of mail-in ballots would cause problems. Speaking at the White House, Trump told reporters he doesn't want the election delayed, but he also doesn't want one, in his words, that doesn't mean anything.
I don't want to see that take place in a week after November 3rd, or a month, or, frankly, with litigation and everything else that can happen, years.
Trump cited recent media reports about potential problems with mail-in ballots arriving late. The president does not have the authority to change the election date. That power resides with the Congress. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill from both parties rejected the notion of moving this year's election. Former presidents, members of Congress, and civil rights leaders have paid their last respects to longtime U.S. Representative John Lewis at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Former President Barack Obama said that Lewis's legacy must be carried on until civil rights and equality are achieved.
He knew that nonviolent protest is patriotic, a way to raise public awareness and put a spotlight on injustice and make the powers that be uncomfortable.
Lewis, an Alabama sharecropper's son who strove for equality for blacks in an America grappling with racial bigotry and segregation, was a fiercely determined champion of nonviolent protest and was inspired by the late Martin Luther King Jr. His death from pancreatic cancer comes as America reckons with its history of racial discrimination following the May 25th death of George Floyd, an African-American man who died in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This